Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Great to have your company. It's always great to have the company of absolute card-carrying legends of our game. This man is just that. He was the first player to win premierships with three different clubs, including, of course, in 1999, which Brownie won't talk about, for the Melbourne Storm, where he did lift that shield aloft. I'm, of course, talking about Mr. Glenn Lazarus. Lazo, g'day.
G'day, Tony. How are you, buddy?
Very well, thank you. Lovely to hear your voice. Spent some nice time during the grand final last year. Obviously, then it was your Canberra shirt. You're obviously hoping for a little bit more success tomorrow evening.
Yeah, I am, mate. I'm hoping Melbourne can get over the top of the Penny Panthers, but it's going to be a massive task for them because, as we've seen all year, Penrith have been the front runners, and deservedly so. They're a very, very good side.
Lazo, Brownie, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good, son. How are you, bud?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
How are you going to go, mate?
I can still remember seeing you do that bloody cartwheel in 99, the blood you say.
I got sick of your blokes doing brains and backflips and hey, I could come up with, mate.
I couldn't do one, so I didn't try. Yeah. But anyway, hey, Lazo, you're the only player in the history of the game that's obviously gone to three separate clubs that had never won grand finals and won grand finals. What do you think you took to the club that helped? Because obviously you must have played your fair part, if that's the case.
Yeah, look, I contributed, mate. But geez, I played in some wonderful teams. I mean, you look back at the '89 Canberra side and who was playing in that, and then the '92 Broncos and the Melbourne Storm side of '99 had some good players, but they had players that were had futures, and their futures were bright as well. So. As you know, when you win anything, it's not particularly in team sports. It's just not up to individuals. It's a group effort, and from CEOs and board members, coaches, trainers, players, they all have to be on the same page. There's no doubt about it. And we saw this year when they're not on the same page, i.e., the Brisbane Broncos, how you perform. And Look, as I say, I contributed. I thought I got them going forward, my teams forward, and helped that out and all that sort of thing. But, geez, when you're playing with the likes of Daly, Stewart, Langer, Walters, Meninga, it's very hard not to be successful if we're all on the same page, and that is wanting to win grand final.
And any one of them out of the five, does any one of them stand out as the best, or are they all good?
Yeah, they're all wonderful. I mean, it's like asking who's your favourite child, but at the end of the day, 89 was my first ever. When I played rugby league every year from the age of five, and that was my first ever grand final I played in, and it was, it was just wonderful because of the team had so many local kids in it, Sticky and Clydie, Chrissy O'Sullivan, Laurie, just up the road from June E and so forth. So it was, and I grew up there. That's where I'm from, and it was just wonderful to bring the trophy back to Canberra for the first time. But of course, Melbourne as well. I thought I had a bit more skin in the game with that one. We were sort of the pioneers that got rugby league going in Melbourne, and we worked really, really hard for what we achieved. And it was, as I said all along, it was just absolute surprise and disbelief that we were able to win it in just 2 years. But as I said, if you get everyone on the same page, and everyone was. It took a bit of work in the first year to get everybody on the same page, having players coming from all over the country. But once we got them together, we created a culture, and we created a mantra in regard to what we were wanting to do, and obviously establish rugby league in Melbourne. But of course, we wanted to win grand finals. Everyone was on the same page, and we ended up doing it. It was and being captain of that team added a little bit more to it too. It was wonderful. It was my last game. It had a lot of historical moments in my life. That 99 grand final, but 89, I look back very fondly.
Oh, the obvious follow-up to that is, who's your favourite child?
All of them.
Hey, Lazo, we know these games tomorrow, the big ones, are one through the middle. Whose pack do you like?
I like both of them, Gerd. I really like Penrith, I got to say. I think they've got some wonderful young forwards coming through there. A guy that I really, really have taken a shine to is Moses Leota. I just think he's a guy that comes off, gives Penrith so much, he goes, he sort of goes on with it, and he takes the ball up, and I really like him. But the Penrith side have got a forward pack of a little bit more of individuality. We got, you got Big Kikau out on the left side there, and he does his thing, and blah, blah. I think Melbourne's a sort of they hunt in a pack, I think that's the difference, but geez, they've shown all year. And I am buoyed, I think, by the way Melbourne have played over the last couple of weeks. I just feel they've really peaked at the right time, but geez, they're going to have to play well to beat your mob.
And we were chatting a bit earlier about what's the balance between trying to soak up the week but not, get too overwhelmed by it. How do you find that balance? What advice would you give to especially some of these really young boys in a Panthers side? Some of them only, 21, 22?
Yeah, look, I hope they've enjoyed it, because not many of us get to experience grand final week. When you compare how many players played the game as opposed to playing in grand finals, I mean, it's particularly for sides outside of Sydney. Back in my day, in Gerd's era and Brownie's era, I mean, they had grand final breakfasts and everything. So, being with Canberra, Melbourne or Brisbane, we had to go down a couple of days earlier and... all that sort of thing. And of course, everybody wants to be involved with grand final week, the fans in particular, which is, they're right too, because they support the team all year and so forth. So the training sessions can become a little disruptive, so you just got to sort of rely, I guess, on what you've been doing all year, and really enjoy it, soak it all up, and just, I guess, my little bit of advice to me, I would give myself, is to make sure the first thing I did in that game, and in any game, was to make sure it was the best thing you've ever done. So if we got the ball from the kickoff, I made sure that first run was the best one I could possibly do, or a tackle, because I think then you're in the game, and you just move on from there. But
and
it's a big stage.
Lazar, where are you? Where will you be? Do you have to illegally cross any borders to get to the game? Where are you watching?
No, I'll be home here in Brisbane, and I'll just be sitting here watching it and enjoying what's going to be a cracker of a game. I'd love to be there, but, Anastasia just won't open those borders up.
Hey Lazo.
And I'm not prepared to go into isolation. They don't give you enough food, apparently.
Hey, was there an old boys beer on the other day up there in Brisbane?
Last night.
How was that?
I'm nursing a pretty sore head here for me. It was absolutely wonderful. We had a lunch at the Port Office Hotel there in Brisbane. Wonderful place. But we haven't been together like that for over 12 months through different reasons. But there are over 35 of us there, staff, ex-staff, and all the old boys, and obviously catching up. Whenever Kevin Walters and Alan Langer get together, you're in for a wonderful time, and they didn't disappoint me. We just had a laugh the whole time, and there was serious moments where we spoke about the fact that, things have changed now at the club, and we're hoping to... bring some old boys culture back into the joint and so forth. But at the end of the day, we all had a really, really good time. I don't know whether you've seen any photos of me recently, but I'm now donning quite a long hairstyle. The boys dubbed me Jesus. I look like Jesus. I'm pretty happy with that, actually.
All right, you could walk on water, I tell you. Glenn Lazarus, with the success you've had, obviously there'd be an old boys reunion just about every 5 minutes for you for grand final success.
Yeah,
mate,
right.
Enjoy the game tomorrow evening. Thanks so much for talking to us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, mate. Anytime.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.